Today we're going to talk about accountability, delivering exactly what was promised or expected, I suppose, by the clients, although anyone can hold us accountable for our actions. To do this, I welcome Phil Rosebrook. Phil is with Partner Business Mentors.
Yes.
All right, so that's a good name. That's what you do.
Absolutely.
All right.
We help coach, teach, manage, coach, hold
teach,
accountable.
Help companies grow.
Yes.
All right.
Build the foundation for
growth. Now we have their attention.
You betcha. Make more money.
Make more money. Good deal. Phil, accountability is not a very sexy title for a video. It is not.
No.
Sell it to me. Tell people why it's such an important topic.
So I'll give you both sides of it. So accountability, everybody says accountability, negative consequences. And the way I look at it is, if you did your job well, the accountability is you're rewarded, and I appreciate you, and this is a great job. You didn't do what you were expected, there should be consequences. That's the accountability
you're fired.
I always think about.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. Go on.
So there was a book written in the 80s, and it's a really fabulous book. All of the case studies are really old, and all the stories are really old, but the messages are so clear and clean. And it was called The Oz Principle. And in The Oz Principle, it's like The Wizard of Oz, kind of a fairy tale written around there. But they said that in the world of accountability, that once you lay out clear expectations, like results, here's what I want to do, and I'm going to ask you, as the person who's responsible for achieving what we want, is this our goal? Is this what you can do? Yes. Once you say yes, then I can ask you, is there anything you need in order to achieve that? How can I help you? If you tell me no, I got it, there's two things that can happen.
Okay.
Achievement or excuses?
I hear a lot of excuses out there.
There are a lot of excuses.
A lot.
There are, because that's the easy way out. But, you know, I think accountability says we have clear expectations. We know where we're going. And if I'm a manager, a coach, if I'm working with you to help you be successful, then we have a destination and we're clear on what the destination is.
Okay.
So the problem is that from owners is there's lack of clarity. We don't have any real defined metrics on where we're going. You know, I think if, as owners, you say a lot of, you know, it seems to me you're doing a good job. Or I kind of feel like it's sort of like you're not really doing what I wanted you to do. You know, that comes from is we just don't have clear expectations and we don't have good measurements.
Okay.
And so if there's no good measurements, we don't have expectations, we don't have measurements, then we can't track and help you achieve what you needed to do in order to be successful so I can reward you. The accountability is, you want a bonus, you want a raise? Yeah, bonus and raise. You want to be punished and you want to be stagnant? Well,
most would say no to that.
Oh, exactly. Well, which one do you want? How can I help you achieve what you want? How can we go there together? How can I give you the benefit of the accountability of what you're trying to achieve in your business? Clarity and expectations, clarity and process on getting from here to there.
Okay, so this got interesting.
Okay.
To me, anyway. Hopefully they think so, too.
Maybe it's because we're nerds. I don't know.
What Maybe. Is that? But I guess a follow-up question to all that, the good information. How do you put checks and balances into your company's procedures to make sure that happens?
Okay. You have to have quantifiable measurements, SMART measurements.
Okay.
Right? SMART measurements, quantifiable, SMART goals, and then quantifiable measurements to say how we're doing that. So once we have goals that we all agree on, we know where we're going, we have an incentive maybe tied to it. Now we have to have the measurements. If we don't have measurements, then everybody's guessing at how you're doing. Or we'll wait till the end and say, well, you didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know, if we're measuring along the way, and one of the things I like to do is you take a year goal, break it down into 90 days, break the 90 days down into a week or a month and then a week. You can communicate how you're doing, how you're going to get there. Are you making progress? Do we need to make some adjustments? Do you need some training? Do you need some help? If I wait till the end and then I just tell you made it or didn't, well, that's not fair to anyone, is it?
So, final question, Phil.
Yes.
You do all this stuff, but you still get the occasional criticism, or you didn't give me what you said. What do you do with that?
Get rid of them.
No, we only have a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. So what do you do if they didn't get the support they needed? I have to personally look and say, did I give them the support they needed?
So look at yourself.
It's on me.
Okay.
Okay. So I always say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. It was my fault. So did I give clarity? Do I have clear expectations? Did I provide feedback in progress as we're going? And if I did all this stuff that I need to do, then it's on the person who's trying to achieve and didn't achieve.
Sounds like accountability both ways.
Well, absolutely. It needs to be. That's fair, right?
It is.
That's the way I'd want to be treated.
All right. Turned out okay, Phil. Accountability can be a cool topic.
I hope so.
No matter what, it is. Yes. All right, thanks, Phil.
You betcha.